look, the term that everyone used in the 50s and 60s was soccer. So, I mean, I do use that term, you know, interchangeably with football. It's only in the last 10 years that there's been this attempt to rename soccer in Australia football. And it gets confusing for many Australians because we've got four football codes. So, yeah.
And you're doing research on a soccer book, a football book, the history of Dutch soccer in Australia. That's what you're doing research on, yes?
Yes, post-war Dutch migrants and the soccer teams and clubs that they formed. And I have a Dutch heritage, but my father was Dutch, but not my mother, and we were essentially brought up with very little Dutch culture. And primarily it was our mother's culture that influenced us, an Irish Catholic culture. And then a couple of years ago I got curious about my Dutch roots and heritage, and I've explored my Dutch heritage, and that's led to a growing interest in Dutch history and culture in general, including the migrant experience in Australia. And that interest in all things Dutch dovetailed with another interest of mine, namely football. And I was sitting down to watch an A-League game on SBS last year that happened to feature Brisbane Roar, and the Brisbane Roar, their outfit in recent seasons looks remarkably like the Netherlands national strip, even down to having a rampant lion on the chest mimicking the KNVB symbol. And, well, that Brisbane Roar, they trace their roots back to a club established by Dutch migrants in Brisbane in the late 50s. So the colours weren't any surprise, but just seeing that very distinctive Aranje-like outfit that night triggered something in me. And I thought to myself, well, if all these other European communities across Australia after the war set up, you know, soccer clubs, football clubs, the Ukrainians, the Czechs, the Germans, the Poles, obviously the Greeks, the Italians and the Croatians, what about the Dutch migrants? And given the number of Dutch migrants who came to Australia, there were more than 150,000 through the 50s and 60s, I thought, surely they established some other clubs other than Brisbane. So I began looking into this, and that's where it all began, really. Mm.
So you started your research last year. I take it you need a little bit more research before you can publish. But what have you found out so far?
Well, there were clubs right across Australia. The only place I haven't been able to find any Dutch clubs is the Northern Territory. And there are a couple of clubs in Queensland, a couple of clubs in New South Wales. Victoria had at least 8, probably 10 clubs. Tasmania, a couple of clubs. South Australia, a couple of clubs. Western Australia, and all up there's, depending on how you define it, 22 to 25 definite Dutch clubs, and then a number of other clubs that have been directly influenced by Dutch migrants. For example, in Ballarat, a number of Dutchies helped form a club there, and you know, the emphasis wasn't on or isn't on Dutch cultural identity, but they were major players in getting a club going, and that happened in other places all over Australia. Wagga, for example, had a Dutch team in the 1950s for a couple of years. When that folded, a number of Dutchies set about forming other clubs with other migrants, and they've been major influences in establishing a number of clubs across Australia beyond the Dutch community. So I'm also interested in telling the story of individuals, players, officials, and backers of the clubs, and their story, because I think all up we can look at the Dutch as having a major influence on football in Australia. I believe that after the Greeks, Italians and the Croatians, it's the Dutch who have had the major influence on the development of football from the migrant perspective over the last, particularly in the 50s, 60s and 70s. Mm.
Okay, so you're stating that the Dutch had a major influence in establishing soccer as a sport in Australia, together with some other migrant groups. I don't know too much about soccer. I really don't. But I do understand that the Dutchies, as a team, have developed this Dutch way of playing, the Dutch style. Did that Dutch style transfer to Australia as well?
Well, what's become known as the Dutch style is a more recent phenomenon. That's, you know, really from the late 60s with, you know, Johan Cruyff and you know, the Ajax method. And the soccer wasn't like that in the 1950s, 1940s in the Netherlands. So the migrants who came here were bringing the football they were playing at the time, which was not really that total football style. But nevertheless, that was definitely had an influence on the development of the game in Australia in the 50s and 60s. Not just the Dutch, but the total package of the migrant communities coming into Australia and influencing the game. Because until the 1950s, it was just largely played by British and Scottish migrants. And the game was pretty static and not terribly dynamic. And the migrant influence, of which the Dutch were part of, helped reinvigorate the game. It changed its administration. It led directly to the establishment of the National Soccer League. It led to a change in thinking and philosophy. It led to a professionalisation, a really different way of looking at the game in total, not just on the field, but how it could be run. So the Dutch weren't necessarily the major influence, but they were part of influencing the game quite significantly, both with the numbers of Dutch people involved, but also the positions they ended up taking, whether it be from a coaching perspective, an administrative perspective, or a playing perspective.
Do you know anything about the recent history of Dutch footballers in Australia? Because I understand there's a few fairly famous Dutch soccer players that are playing for Australian soccer teams.
Yes, that's right. It's while my interest is in history, I also have taken an interest in the Dutch influence in recent years on Australian soccer and vice versa. And we, in the A-League, there's been over 20 players from the Netherlands playing in the A-League, and that's after the Brazilians and the English, it's the third most number of players from any nationality playing here in Australia. And similarly, there's been over 30 Australian players go over to the Netherlands and play, including some very well-known players like the Vidmar brothers. They both played in the Netherlands. We've had Brett Emmerton had 4 seasons at Feyenoord, and Brett Holman, 10 seasons playing with AZ and Excelsior. Jason Kaluna, he played with Ajax and PSV. So there's been quite a number of Australian players and Dutch players coming over here. And even on the coaching level, we obviously have John Van Skip, the Melbourne City coach. And, you know, he was a Dutch international and a very prominent figure in Dutch soccer. And we're very fortunate to have him over here now, coaching a team playing a very exciting style of football.
But we never had Cruyff.
No, we never. Yet his influence is there in the game, even in Australia, with Van Skeep's Melbourne. You know, they've just scored the record number of goals for a team in the A-League, and that's an indication of a certain Cruyffian approach to the game, a very entertaining game. And we also have Amor over in Adelaide with Adelaide United, another Cruyffian. He played for Barcelona under Cruyff's coaching and was part of the dream team for Barcelona in the 1990s when they won 4 titles and a European title. So Cruyff's influence is felt even here. And you could even argue the style of play that Australia is moving towards under Postecoglou is a reflection of that possession game, attacking game, and a sense of controlling space with attack in mind and entertainment. So, there's a Cruyffian influence even today, for sure, in Australian soccer.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this a word you made up, Cruyffian, or is this an existing adjective?
No. I've come across it. It's it's recognising the nature of the man and what he's done. That Cruyff has given us this adjective because of the philosophy he's brought to the game. People are using it to describe a certain philosophy, if you like, and practice.
Were you a bit shocked last week to hear that he suddenly died?
Well, I knew he had cancer, it's not an old age. And it's a bit like Bowie's death recently. The two of them even have Cruyff doesn't have a star named after him. He has an asteroid named after him. Bowie's got a star named after him. But it says something about the man that he has touched so many people around the world. His death has definitely resonated across the football world. His game, yes, but it was also his coaching philosophy. I love the quote from David Winner, the author of Brilliant Orange and Neurotic Genius of Dutch Football, and he said, "The most abiding image of Cruyff as a player is not of him scoring or running or tackling. It is of Cruyff pointing, no, not there, back a little, forward 2 metres, 4 metres to the left. He seemed like a conductor directing his own orchestra." And it says a lot about the man, that on the field he was thinking like that, and it's, I suppose, inevitable that he became the coach he became and the philosopher, the football philosopher that he became.